Yeah, I suppose this is something that anecdotally we've noticed has been on the increase in the last few years, but now that we have the concrete figures to show that the number of drugs offences have been on the increase in the last 5 years, it's very concerning. The most concerning statistic is the fact that most of the offences and most of the convictions are for possession with the intent to supply rather than possession just for personal use. And that shows that there is a drug culture emerging there in East Donegal, and it's something that certainly we need the proper resources to try and control.
Given the geographics with these reports being in the east of the county, is it a cross-border issue?
Absolutely. I mean, everything that we're raising around crime in East Donegal is a cross-border issue. We've been raising over the last few years the issue of Garda cutbacks, the removal of Gardaí from the streets, and, of course, the closure of Garda stations in East Donegal and around the country. Sinn Féin has proposed us to reopen these Garda stations. We plan to reopen 140 of them, and we've also plans to hire extra Gardaí for the beat. These are measures that we can take to mitigate the crime that's happening, and obviously the drug crime that's happening in East Donegal. But certainly along the border is something that we've always argued that we've got large metropolitan areas in Derry and Strabane and Letterkenny around that triangle of East Donegal, and when you've got large population centres, you need to have the proper policing resources, and unfortunately those are being removed, but by this government and by the previous government.